Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who dominates Brawlhalla with Ember. Your host, Maceo.
All right, here we are, teen session, the afternoon of the first full day. I have a young gentleman in here who is a camper. Is this your first time podcasting?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a first time podcaster, ladies and gentlemen. Please tell me, sir, what is your name? Where are you from? How old are you? And how long have you been dealing with camp?
My name is Eric. I am going to be 15 in October. And what was the other two? Where I'm from?
Where are you from? Yeah.
I'm from San Jose. And I've been coming to EHC for 4 years now.
Nice, Eric. What's your favorite EHC nighttime activity?
That's a hard one. Probably the talent show, just seeing what people can do.
It's nice. You don't participate, though. You don't do anything in the talent show?
Nope. I just like to watch.
And that's one of your favorite activities, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Right on. The wind is blowing the curtain up behind you. That's what you're feeling there. No worries. Okay. What's your favorite EHC meal?
Do I have to pick one? They're all pretty good.
Okay. Good enough for me. What is your, have you made any new friends this year?
I've met people that I think I've met in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. But you're still getting around because it's still the second day and there's 60s of yes.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of you this year.
I know a bunch of people already, though.
Yeah, so. Nice. Where do you go to school, Eric?
Santa Teresa High School.
What's your favorite subject?
History or PE.
Nice. Okay. What grade are you going to go into?
Ninth.
Okay, you're going to be a freshman. Is that a high school thing?
Yeah.
Are you changing schools or anything?
Yep.
Are you nervous or are you ready?
No, I'm pretty excited, actually.
That's what I like to hear. Up for the adventure?
Yeah.
Of high school. Nice. Okay. Well, now that we've left EHC and we've talked about academics, let's talk about some stuff getting to know you. What's your favorite fast food?
Burgers, I guess. We'll go with that.
Okay, let's break it down. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, In-N-Out, Habit, Five Guys.
My favorite fast food place is Jack in the Box.
I didn't even mention that one, so there you go. $1, you get two tacos.
Really?
You didn't know that?
No. I don't usually eat tacos when I go out.
Kate and I go there sometimes and just spend $5 on 10 tacos. They're kind of good. Okay. So here we are. Is there a food that you refuse to eat?
There's not really. I'll eat anything, really, if I have to.
Okay.
There's just some stuff that I don't like, but I'll still eat it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what do you not like that you would still eat?
Vegetables.
Okay.
Which I eat a lot
of. You're just throwing all vegetables under the bus, yes. Here. But you still eat them.
Yep.
So have you ever been fisting full amounts of vegetables into your mouth and saying, oh my God, I hate this?
Every time. That's what you get for eating healthy.
Attaboy, Eric.
I'm a very disciplined eater.
Yeah. Have you ever had sushi?
No, actually.
Okay. Have you ever had Indian cuisine?
Nope.
Nice. Okay. Have you ever been to a steakhouse?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Do you like a big steak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Might not finish it, but...
Gotcha. How about a pizza place? You eat some pizza?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Moving on. What's your favorite television show?
This is going to sound so weird. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm holding it together here. We're keeping it cool. I just asked this.
Like watching Family Guy and Archer, American Dad, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Cartoons are all good like that. I'm with Bob's Burgers.
That's another good one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you threw out My Little Pony out there right away. What? Yep. Tell me a little bit about why you like this show so much.
It's just because the characters, and it's actually pretty funny, but yeah.
When did it come out? Were you just a kid when it came out, or are you enjoying
it? No, I actually started watching it last year in August because I've heard about these people. They call them bronies.
So yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was very weird the first time I heard of it, but I'm a very open-minded individual,
yes,
so.
And I am too. You almost have me talked into watching that little
fucking. Okay. So, yeah.
Where can I watch this show?
It's on Netflix.
Is it really? It is on Netflix. My Little Pony's on Netflix.
It's actually, it's been going on for 8 years now, actually. It's that popular. So, yeah.
I'm doing it. Tino, I think Tino's staying in Lakeside 6 with me tonight. We will be watching. You will be watching My Little Pony Netflix. I'll let you know how that is. Okay, we're regrouping here.
Yeah.
That was one of the funniest answers yet. And I'm not laughing that you like it. It just shocked me because I'm a very open-minded person. And if there's dudes, if there's bronies out there. Do you consider yourself a brony?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
actually.
He does, ladies and gentlemen. We could end the interview now, and yep. I would be happy.
Yep.
Okay, we're regrouping. Yeah. So does that mean I can sing that you're my little brony?
Sure, go ahead.
We might have to pause this to regroup. Okay. Okay, excellent answer. Way too much fun on that category. Okay. Eric, wow.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite movie?
Jurassic Park.
The original or the whole
shebang?
The whole,
yeah.
You like the dinosaur
the franchise.
Stuff? Okay, the whole franchise. Yep. Have you seen the newest?
No, I think I'm going to wait for it to come out on DVD.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah, that and all the Marvel superhero movies I'm also a fan of.
Yeah, really? What's your favorite superhero?
Iron Man.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. Iron Man's interesting because he's just a regular dude with lots of toys.
Yeah.
Which is a lot different than actually having a superpower.
Yep.
Let's just be clear. It's kind of a Batman thing. I got lots of money. Look at me. I can make a cool suit and people hit me. It doesn't hurt.
Nah.
Apples and oranges. Am I comparing apples and oranges?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Isn't Batman like an alien or something?
No, Batman just has psychological problems. if we're being real. Okay, so anyway, here we go. Marvel superheroes. Are you on social media? Do you Facebook?
I have a Twitter.
Twitter?
Yeah.
Snapchat?
Nope.
Instagram?
Nope.
How do you listen to your music?
I either use YouTube or I just listen to it in the car. Sometimes I'll use Pandora, though.
Okay. Yeah. All right. If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with your extra time?
Work out.
Oh, you'd be buff man.
Run, stuff like that.
Okay, cool. I like it. Yep. So the opposite of sleeping, essentially.
Yeah.
Nice. Are you a cat or dog person?
Dog. Definitely dog.
I wanted you to say ponies.
Yeah.
Okay. Who has your back, Eric?
My back?
Yeah, who has your back?
Like, as a person?
Just, like, who has your back? First thing that comes to mind, who has your back?
I don't know.
Okay.
A lot of people.
Okay.
My parents.
Sure.
We'll go with that.
EHC?
Yeah, EHC.
And
worst. If I can't get a real job or go to college, I'll just be a counselor for life here.
There you go. And then if you really, really, really need somebody, I got your back too. So
all right.
Don't worry about that. Okay.
All right.
Sweet. So your favorite smell, have we done that?
No, we haven't. And I don't know. I never really thought of that.
Mm-hmm. You thought about, like, what your favorite color is, right? What's your favorite color?
Green. Yeah, we'll go with green.
Green, and then, like, so why wouldn't you explore what your favorite smell is? What would that be?
Anything that smells good, I guess.
I like it. Good answer. Do you have a favorite sound?
Like a 1969 Chevy Camaro Z28 engine revving. That sounds pretty good.
Perfect.
If you guys ever heard that.
Excellent, excellent answer.
I like old cars.
Cool. See, we're getting to know our campers. I would have never known that about you. If you could go anywhere in the world, all expenses paid, where are you going to go?
That's a good question.
Right after camp, you get to leave. You get to hop on a plane and go anywhere you want, in a car, whatever you want to do. You can take whoever you want. Where are you going?
That's a really... I don't know. There's so many places I want to go to. We'll go with...
Name a couple. Let's hear a couple.
Mexico, I guess, because family, and also I've heard it's pretty nice. And... I mean, Europe is small enough for it to be considered about the size of a country, right?
Sure.
Just go around, yeah.
Just tour around Europe?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go with that. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
So we're here kind of at the end now. I don't know how many questions that was. Were you counting, Nick? No, he's thinking about it. Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, we were too distracted by the whole brony
yeah,
thing. I get it.
That was a shock.
That was a shock to the system. I'm not really sure.
I bet.
What, but yeah. I'm okay with it now. I'm okay with it, brony.
That's the only reason why I started watching is because I heard that, like, grown men were watching it. So I got very, very curious.
That's super cool, though, because I get the same way. If I hear enough about something, I grow an interest in wondering what it is,
yep,
or why people are interested in it so heavily. Okay, so a couple of hard questions. How was your first time podcasting? Are you okay? Did you have fun?
Yeah, okay. It was pretty fun. I'd do it again if I could.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll try to make that happen.
Next year, maybe?
Yeah, that's always the goal, you know? Yeah. Try to keep things going, a little different, a little bit of the same, a little bit different. We'll see what happens. A hard question. You ready?
Yep.
Let's see. It's always hard choosing one. I want to choose one that's right for our campers here. There are two types of people in this world. What are they?
Men and women.
Excellent answer. Totally happy with that.
I just made the liberals
probably
mad. I just made the liberals mad, but it's too bad.
They're not smart anyway.
We got to figure it out here. For those of you who didn't know, there are two types of people in this world, men and women.
Sorry, liberals.
That's okay.
Face the facts.
You don't have to apologize for what you say on everything, EHC. There's a disclaimer at the beginning that allows you to not have to apologize for what you say
everything. I wasn't really being sincere.
You were fake apologizing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, my brony friend, thank you so much for joining us, Eric, for the first time. That was a very enjoyable and laugh-out-loud conversation, if I might say so myself.
I bet it was.
You brought a lot of joy to me today, and probably, you know, objectively thinking about it, you probably are going to waste a lot of my time because I'm actually going to go watch My Little Pony. So there's a part of me that's cursing you as well for bringing that to my attention.
Just as a warning, the first two episodes are not the best of the series.
I'm not worried about that. I feel that way about every series. The pilot and the second episode, I usually just try to...
Yeah, there's some good episodes in there.
We try to get beyond that. I always try to get beyond that because anyway, that's Eric, folks. Probably our only brony camper, and we might just keep that to ourselves for this session. Maybe
I'm not shy about it.
Okay, cool. So, are you off to horses yet?
Funny thing, I actually.
Is that where you're going next?
I didn't sign up for horses this time.
I will walk behind you playing the My Little Pony theme song if you ride a horse. How about that?
That actually sounds like a really good idea. Let's do that. I'll do it. I really want to do that. No, that's a great idea.
All right. You heard it here first on Everything EHC. We'll let you know if anything happens cool regarding this My Little Pony scenario. you all are great. Thanks again, Eric. We got Nick coming up next, directly behind Eric here. So, excuse me. So I'm going to sign off real quick now. Thank you, buddy. Yep. And I will talk to you soon, everybody. Thank you for listening to Everything EHC. Signing off for this episode. This is Maceo over and out.